Once again, welcome to another segment of Reclaiming History with Livonia Mallory. I have a very special guest on the line. Reverend Dr. Walter Arthur McCray is a Chicago-based author, publisher, and servant of God. He works in the community. He's a national speaker and a leading voice in Black evangelicalism as the president of the National Black Evangelical Association. Dr. McCray is a gospelizer. Since 1999, Reverend Dr. McCray has served as the president of the Chicago-based Black Evangelical Association, an African descendant and focused ministry of reconciliation founded in 1963, which promotes biblical and cultural integrity. In this capacity, Reverend Dr. McCray has written Pro-Black, Pro-Christ, Pro-Cross, African Descendant Evangelical Identity, published by Black Light Fellowship in 2012. It defines Black evangelical identity along cultural and theological lines in a message that's set against the backdrop of white evangelicalism and manifestations of racism. Welcome, Dr. Walter Arthur McCray. Dr. McCray, are you there?
I am here, Sister Mallory, and I am. It's my pleasure to be hosted by you.
Dr. McCray, what is the difference between Black evangelicals and white evangelicals?
There's a stark socio-political difference these days. White evangelicals, primarily white male-dominated, conservative, not progressive, if you please. Black evangelicals rooted implicitly, Black evangelicals rooted in the Black church, progressive on social politics and social issues. The term as well has theological significance. It is a biblical term and comes from the word evangelion, or the verb evangelizo, that's messenger of good news, or evangelistes, that's the noun. Gospelizers, some of the original mission workers, if you please, disciples, were called gospelizers. Jesus is known as a gospelizer. Jesus was the greatest gospelizer, bringer of good news, not just in words, but in works and in great workings of God, bringing good news to a fallen, lost, distressed, oppressed humanity. He came to set the captives free. There are some other beliefs that are held by quote-unquote evangelical persons, for instance, anti-abortion stands or pro-life stands. And Black folks, someone asked me the other day, how do you address the pro-life movement? I say, well, we are pro-life and pro-choice. We are pro-holistic life in the womb, all the way through the whole continuity of life to the grave. White evangelicals, they have latched on to being pro-life, that is anti-abortion, but they have not been concerned for life beyond the womb, that is the poor, the have-nots, not concerned about the wealth gap that exists in this country. So there are a number of issues where Black evangelicals would take different kinds of stance than white evangelicals do.
Dr. McCray, one of the things I noticed when the attackers at the Capitol were there, they had Jesus for Trump signs. They had crosses, Jesus 2020. And at one point, the QAnon shaman stopped to pray when they were in, once they got in the Senate, they stopped to have a moment of prayer. He took off his horns and they had a moment of prayer. And I said to myself, what is it? How is it that this is the Christianity that would take up arms, beat people with flags, and go and harm people under the banner of Christianity? What kind of Christianity is that?
Yeah, the scriptures talk about that as an apostatized form of Christianity. The scriptures refer to that as folk who have a form of religion, a form of religion, but deny the power thereof. These are the same, and it tells you to turn away from that. We sing a Negro spiritual, I got shoes, you got shoes, all of God's children got shoes. When I get to heaven, going to put on my shoes, going to walk all over God's heaven. Then it says, everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. You see, we must understand that there's a deception that is taking place. The same ones who attempted the coup through the insurrection, these persons are also conspiracists, QAnon. And so they go away from facts, they go away from truth, even as Trump has done over 25,000 lies and misrepresentations and still counting. The ex-president, if you intellectualize truth, if you take truth away from personification, you can do anything with information. And that is what is taking place with Trump and Trumpism and his sycophants and adherence to his ideology. They've removed truth from real life, from personification. All right, Jesus said, if you want to know what truth is, look at me. What did he come to do? He came to gospelize the poor. He came to liberate the captives. He came to set the oppressed free. He came to heal the broken and hearted. He came to feed the multitude. He came to welcome strangers. This was the life of Jesus. What Jesus was about, let me call him authentic Jesus, the Jesus of the New Testament. What he was about, Trump and Trumpism, was the opposite of those things. What God are they praying to? You know, I would submit to you that they're praying to a God who was made in the European image. That's the type of God that they're praying to.
Dr. McCray, what is Trumpism? What is that? Is it a religious movement? Is it a political movement? What is it?
It is both. It is a religious movement because Trump's core base, unshakable base, has been composed of white evangelicals. They made a covenant with Trump that if you deliver certain goods for us, we will have your back. And so they have tolerated this man. We contend Trump would not be able to continually pull off what he does if it had not been for the white evangelical religious base and camp who have turned a blind eye and are virtually worshiping Trump in an idolatrous fashion. That religious base that parlayed that influence to influence politics of the nation. Trumpism represents unrepentance or desecrating women. Those insurrectionists had Confederate flags. This blatant attack against democracy that the president incited underneath that was a white supremacist ideology. What they were protesting was not just against democracy, but against a democracy that would equalize the situation with black and other people of color in the nation.
So they are opposed to democracy and they are opposed to equality amongst the races.
That is correct. And equity among the races, and equal opportunity among the races. They're opposed to that. They are being moved by not theology, but ideology.
Dr. McCray, today in the news, we heard that President Trump, along with Giuliani, are being sued based on violating the KKK Act. What do you think of the lawsuit? And how do you believe that Black evangelicals and people of goodwill and faith can support this lawsuit?
I believe that others should join in with that suit. There's no telling what ex-president Trump and his followers will do.
Yes. How can people connect with the association?
Yeah, the National Black Evangelical Association is premier organization of its kind, was formed even before my days back in 1963. Some think that it came out of the National Association of Evangelicals, which was a white organization. No, it did not. At that time, blacks who were self-identified as explicit evangelicals did not have a forum of their own. NBEA, as we call it, became that forum.
Doctor, what is the contact website address for my listeners? And
www.the-nbea.org.
Well, Reverend Dr. Walter Arthur McCray, listen, we are so thrilled that you took time out of your busy schedule to come on and talk with us.